Hey there, people. Hope you're enjoying the show. Don't forget to check out Cozy Womb Shop, okay? The link is in the bio. You can also reach the shop at www.whoisshan.com. On Cozy Womb Shop, my thing that I'm going for right now in the t-shirts is good colors, good fun colors for the kids, for mom, for dad, unisex, and some new masks and some new colors. And I'm focusing on spreading love and getting love, okay? So on there, find what you're into. I have stickers, I have hoodies, and I have mugs, okay? But we got to get into this new season of Cozy Womb Podcast while you enjoy your merch. Let's go. What's up, what's up, what's up, my people? Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. This is season 11. That's how we say it when we're kids. How do you say 11? 11. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. This first episode is going to be really easy. Just bringing people in. And when I say I'm bringing people in, I allowed a question and answer episode. Okay, so that's how I'm starting this episode this season. It's going to be fun. I'm going to talk to some more people. I'm going to talk to some more parents. I'm going to talk to people who are not parents. I'm going to talk to young people, older people, all of that on Cozy Womb Podcast with Shan. Let's get into it. Hey moms, are you looking for something stylish to put on, some good accessories, and some must-haves for women? Things that make sense, that snatch us in the right way. Okay, look no more. Chris has you set up, okay? Check out shopicon.com, shopicon.com. Chris is a mom doing it in her own way, okay? She's giving moms like me momentum to go ahead and do our thing, all right? I look up to her. I love her. She's very funny. Check out her podcast, Is It Tuesday? Okay, really real, really good. You can find her and her products on the site. She has shoes, intimate gear, and new arrivals and more. She even has some vintage-like items on Once Upon a Time, okay? Has some great pieces, and they do go fast. So pay attention and make sure you know when she's about to do a drop, okay? My favorite items that she has that I'm always reading up on is definitely those satin lined caps, okay? Because when the hair is done and the hair is moisturized, you can get the things done. So please check her out and follow her on IG at shop.icon. Peace!
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
Look, Mom, they stayed for my messages. Hey, guys. My name is Shan. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast, Season 11. We are creeping up there. All right. So this is a Q&A with me about the podcast, about me as a mom, me on Instagram, me on Twitter. I took everybody's questions, and I'm going to answer them. All right. Cozy Womb Podcast. First question I got was, what makes you keep podcasting? The thing that makes me keep podcasting is definitely people who are out here giving bad advice or advice that doesn't work for everybody or unrealistic. You're not a parent yet, but you're assuming answers to what people are asking who are really in this parent thing. So when it comes to parents who are married, parents who are not married, co-parenting, single parents, dads who are frustrated with the parent of their child and they try to figure out why it's not working and what can I do and, you know, nothing's ever good enough, all of that. I'm really interested in giving people feedback and advice on what I'm experiencing or what I've experienced. When it comes to something that I haven't experienced yet, I would rather talk to somebody who has so they can give me the details on what people need to know or should know or will help if you knew. So that's what keeps me podcasting, is because kids are growing, these kids are way faster and more advanced than we were when we were young because they have access to so many more things. Therefore, I feel like I need to share it because it is real and maybe it can help at least 10 more parents out here trying to figure out why their kid is like this. Why can't I understand this? Or what is this? Or what is the abbreviation of this? Or, you know, I went through their phones and I saw this. What is it? So I feel like it's my duty as a mama to stay on top of that. That's my answer and I'm sticking to it. All right. So next question. Let's see. Someone asked me, what are your goals with podcasting? Okay. So let's go back. So I started Cozy Moon Podcast because I was supposed to start a different podcast that someone was stalling on that we ended up not doing. And I ended up doing a different podcast from what I thought I was going to do. So in the meantime, Cozy Moon Podcast was just like, let me see what this is about. Let me see if I actually like this. Let me see if I want to actually hear myself being recorded. And I was just venting. I was venting about parenting and it not being what I read in books and it not being what my mom told me because she has five of us. And I really wanted to give some honest insight on what being a mom was for me. Okay. My goal now with podcasting, because there's so many opportunities with it. You see people talking about podcasting on Twitter. You see people talking about podcasting on Facebook, on IG, and on Clubhouse. And there's so many different apps being developed right now that will be out probably next week connecting to podcasting. My goal is to create the life I want from things and tangibles that I create. And that solely being the thing that funds my lifestyle. I do not want to work for anybody. I do not want somebody to tell me when to clock in. I do not want to sign on and talk to customers that are not my customer base. I want to create with the things that I create. I want to create my life with the things that I create. So ultimately, I would like to just podcast and do other things in the future. From creations that I make in order to fund my lifestyle. So that is my goal. If I could do podcasting right now full time and take care of my family and get the things that I need and the things that I want in place, I would definitely want to do it. And that is my goal. So that is why I've been so consistent since 2018 and I ain't go nowhere. Okay. Next question. What is the next question? What's one thing you hate that parents keep doing? Okay. Y'all want me to get there? All right. So one thing that I hate that parents keep doing is giving their children adult-like choices to be made, options to be had, and devices, and then turning around and wondering why they act too grown for their age, or why they know so much, or why they're into this, and why they're looking at that, and why they're dressing a certain way, and why they're talking to you with disrespect, and all of this stuff. If you leave the door wide open, right, and you don't give any boundaries for your kids, you don't set the standards for your kids, and you give them something like an iPhone 12, and you give them a Mac laptop as their first computer, but you're working on an old Dell, okay? Not touchscreen, not nothing. If you're struggling to pay your bills and you're making sure that they have the latest and the greatest because they want it, not because they deserve it, not because they need it. And then you wonder why they don't respect you. They wonder why they don't respect your things. You wonder why they don't want to be outgoing and work for anything. It's because you keep giving them things that people in real life work for. So I feel like parents, if you really want your child to have some boundaries, some respect, and some standards, give them something to respect, give them something to aim for, and give them some challenges to overcome in order to get those things. Okay. I'm not buying my child an iPhone. She does not have an iPhone. I'm not allowing my child to have an Instagram. She does not have an Instagram. I'm not allowing my child to have a TikTok. She does not have a TikTok. She has an iPad. And when she does things that she's not supposed to do, I take that iPad. When she currently right now, she does not have her iPad because she put soap on her sister's toothbrush. And she thought it was funny, like a prank, and I did not think it was funny. So I took her iPad away for a week. But that's what I'm supposed to do, right? And I don't care if she doesn't like it. I don't care if she's mad at me. And it's all about boundaries. I hate the fact that parents today don't set boundaries with their kids and they give them things adult people work hard for and cannot get because they have other priorities. And then they're mad that their child does not respect them. So that's my answer. All right. The next thing is, how do you track if your growth is making or breaking it? Okay. So how do you track if your goal is making or breaking it? And I'm assuming that they're talking about podcasting. That was my throat. I don't know if you guys heard that. Excuse me. I track my growth by looking at my analytics. I love to see who's listening to the show. I love to see who looked at a post, commented on a post. I love to see my interactions on Twitter. I love going in different rooms and talking to different people on Clubhouse. And I ask them where they're from. I ask them why they're listening. And when it comes to my analytics, that's on Red Circle because that's where I host. I host my podcast off of Red Circle. Shout out to them. Doing great things. They give me so much good feedback. For instance, let me go in here while I'm recording. So on Red Circle, I have 3 podcasts that's coming out of there. I have Cozy One Podcast. I have She Gets It Podcast. And I have So What Page We On Biv with Casey and Kiki. Shout out to my clique. Squad. All right. So if I go to Cozy One Podcast, it'll tell me all my episodes, the places I'm distributing it, the donations that I get to the podcast. You can donate to my show. Advertising options that I have. They have some good advertising.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Options on here, my analytics, my option to embed my podcast player onto my personal website, which I haven't done and I should do. And it has exclusive content where I can put certain episodes exclusively on Red Circle for people who subscribe to get, right? So if I click on analytics, it will tell me my total downloads from when I connected in November. It'll tell me what podcast platforms people are listening. It'll tell me by episode what podcasts have the most numbers. What was it doing last week? How much is it doing this week? Is it growing or not? It tells me by date, publication date. And then it tracks it 7 days ago, 30 days ago, 60 days ago, 90 days ago. And you get to see your numbers grow. And every time it gets older and older, my numbers are doubling, tripling. And I'm just like, okay. So people are really searching Cozy Womb episodes. And we are in the 11th season of Cozy Womb Podcast, and I'm so happy about it. And then it gives me a list of downloads by app. My number one place for downloads for Cozy Womb Podcast is Apple Podcasts. Second place is Something Unknown. And then next is iTunes. So Apple, if you go on your iTunes app on your desktop and you listen to the podcast there, it's a different set of numbers than you going on the podcast app and listening that way. So that's why it shows up twice. Then you have Overcast, Spotify, CastBox. What else is on here? Amazon. Got a few people listening on Amazon. Podcast Addict, Safari. That means they're listening on their desktop. Castro, Google Podcasts, Player FM, Alexa, other Android apps, Windows Media Player, Podbean, Edge, Firefox, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, and Podcast App. Those are my little humans making noise. Then it separates it by country, which I love because it's so interesting. So United States, of course, is number one with over 17,000 downloads since November. France is second, which is weird because I don't know anybody in France. So I'm glad they're liking the show. You have United Kingdom. I do know some people in London. You have Hong Kong, Spain, Russia, Australia, Canada. Like, all these people are listening to my mouth. My mouth. Could you imagine? Ooh. And then it separates it, breaks it down to the city. So it's all this data sitting here. So if I really wanted to hone in and figure out who my people are that listen to me, I can dabble into the city. I can narrow down my search. I can direct my feeds on Instagram, on Facebook, on Google, on the website, on Twitter to be directly connected to these people in these cities and grow and grow and grow. And that's what it's about. Every time I do an episode, it tells me more about what I'm doing. Because you guys are listening, and I appreciate all the listeners of Cozy One Podcast. That's why it's so important for any creators to measure what they're doing while they're doing it. Don't just sit here and hope and dream that someone is listening, because they are listening, but you need to know where your people are. You need to know where are the people that are supporting me doing the thing that I'm doing, right? So that's how I track my growth. I feel like I gave you a long-winded answer, but I hope it was a good one. All right, next question. Okay, it says, we see you post the girls and you give me involved mom vibes. Why, thank you. How do you set up time to record? Ooh. Okay, so right now I just got finished training for work in my living room at my desk. The window is open. The girls are outside in the backyard. Don't worry, they're safe. It's fenced in. And I was like, you know what? I can record. I could do some marketing right now. I could do some ads right now for people. Ooh, let me just record the first episode. And this is how I'm doing it. Do I always do it in the middle of the day? No, because most of the time they're inside the house because it's been cold and trash weather outside. But today it's like 72 degrees, okay? And they're having fun in the backyard with Play-Doh and balls and all types of stuff, probably digging in my plants. But I took advantage of this time. I took advantage of the fact that the house is quiet, semi. Hope you didn't hear that beep. The house is quiet and I'm just taking advantage of the time. But for the most part, when I do record, it's at night after I bathe them, feed them, brush their teeth, send them to bed, right? Because the house is super, 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 super quiet and then don't have to worry about any interruptions. So I make time. So I'm not going to tell you every night I record. I don't. But some nights I might record two episodes or three episodes and knock it out and schedule them out. So when I am busy, when I am doing other things, I don't get caught up in the fact that, you know what? I'm backed up. I'm supposed to be on episode 6 right now. I haven't even done one. I take advantage of the time that I have throughout the day. Okay, some days are slow. Some days are jam-packed with stuff. Some days I'm just like, ugh, no. You know what I'm saying? So I make time by scheduling time because it's very important as a mom, as a creator, as a human being to schedule time for the things that you want to do and the things that you need to do. All right. So next question. If you had $2,000 to spend on Cozy Womb Podcast show, what would you buy? Okay, so I just bought a new desk chair, so that's out. I would definitely buy a new laptop. I have an HP, but they do not make my HP laptop anymore. I already replaced the battery because it will lose its charge really fast. I hate that. Sometimes when I'm recording, I'll forget to plug in the adapter and it'll completely shut down on me and I will have to start all over because nothing is saved. So I would definitely buy a new laptop. I would buy another mic. Shout out to Greg from Young Black and Bothered. He got me a mic for Christmas. And I would do some legal finalizing of some things for the show, for marketing. And I would set up more shows live in the near future for this. To be all honest, last year the goal for me was to do one live show, like a live session with some parents, maybe other creators in Atlanta for Cozy Womb Podcast, and that did not pan out because of this pandemic. So this year, I don't have that planned yet, but I do want to do a live show. So that's what I would do with some more monies if I had it. I don't have any more questions, but let me just give you an inside scoop on what will be happening this season. This season on Cozy Womb, I do want to get more insight on a day in the life of some moms and the day in the life of some dads, just to get a realistic approach as to what it's like to have twins or what it's like to have kids that have different medical needs or what it's like to have multiple children. You know, I want real insight on that. I want to talk to people who are thinking about having kids that haven't yet. I want to talk to young people to get some feedback on parenting, on what they can do better, what they're not doing, what they should start. And I want to talk to some older parents to get some feedback from what their view is of parents today and how we can improve and what advice they have. So I'll be talking to a little bit of everybody. It won't be a lot of solo shows, but when I do solo shows, I guarantee you I'm going to make them count as usual. There will be a lot more merch for spring coming. I do have new merch on the website now. And yes, you will see a new logo because you know I do a new logo every season. And what else? What else? What else? Some more collab episodes with other podcasters. So yes, that is what's to come for Cozy Womb Podcast Season 11. I hope you guys stick around, subscribe, and share. Shout out to all the new parents who became parents during this pandemic and went through labor in the hospital under some strict rules. I'm happy that you guys have a healthy baby and the mom is healthy and the dad is happy and you guys are at home quarantining, hopefully, with your baby and your family and everybody's safe. Please, please, please do not get in arguments with parents who do not want to vaccinate their children with this COVID vaccine. Please do not shame parents who don't. Please do not shame parents who do. It is a choice. It is a self-choice. And if you have kids and you have different risks in your house, do what works for you, okay? We are all parents when we have children. When we take care of children, whether we're grandparents, aunts who take care of their nieces and nephews, uncles, mentors, we appreciate you. We appreciate your efforts. Dads out there, We appreciate you. Moms, we appreciate you. If you don't feel appreciated, please tell the person you love that you don't feel appreciated and be honest, but do it in a nice way. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. You can always reach me at cozywombmama@gmail.com. If you want to add in your personal ad for your business or your show or something you're selling, I don't mind putting your ad in the show. Just let me know. You can find me on Cozy Womb Pod on IG and Twitter. Till next time. Deuces.
Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.